Russian officials say four oil reservoirs with a total capacity of 6,000 cubic meters or 1.6 million gallons were set on fire at this oil refinery after the Ukrainian drone reached Klinsky. The Russian city of 70,000 people is about 60 kilometers or 40 miles from the Ukrainian border. Russian authorities admitted that although air defenses electronically jammed the drone, it still dropped its explosive payload on this facility. Although the Bryansk regional governor, Alexander Bogomas, said there were no casualties, the strike did significant damage, with fire brigades clearly struggling to put out the blaze. It is the second attack on a Russian oil depot in as many days, and part of what Kiev called fair retaliation for Moscow's strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. A fire also tore through the Ryazan oil refinery, Russia's third largest, on Friday. That massive blaze at the oil refinery southeast of Moscow, controlled by Rosneft, was later put out and there were no injuries. Yet the strikes come as both Russia and Ukraine lose many troops on the battlefields, including trenches resembling World War I tactics. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are believed to have been killed and injured on both sides. Ukraine has a smaller army than Russia and, with losses mounting, is struggling to find more forces to continue fighting against Russia's invading military. There has been more bad news for Ukraine as billions of US aid remain deadlocked amid political wrangling in the US Congress, despite President Joe Biden signing on Friday a measure to keep the US government funded. However, the European Union on Friday said it would drastically increase ammunition production this year in response to Ukraine's growing pleas for support in its war against Russia, which invaded the country in February 2022. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.